Its current state on 90.5 WKAR. Glad you're along. A historic Michigan landmark in Ionia County is set for restoration. Current state's Melissa Benmark is here with more. Hi.
Hey, Mark. For about 150 years, White's Bridge, which is near the small town of Smyrna in Ionia County, served both a practical and a picturesque function. Practical, of course, is a way for travelers to get across the Flat River. More recently, as a scenic area popular with shutterbugs and young people getting their engagement photos taken, that kind of thing. A couple of years ago, out of nowhere, someone burned it down. Bridge lovers have actually raised enough money now for a complete rebuild. And I talked to Tom Bile of the Kent County Road Commission, one of the main organizers of the rebuilding effort, about the bridge's history.
Well, it was originally built in 1869 by the township, Keene Township, and it's been there for many, many years. It's actually one of three on the Flat River, or no, two on the Flat River. Well, there was three on the Flat River, one in Greenville, one in White's Bridge, which is right there by Smyrna. And then there was another one in Fallisburg Park. And the fourth one was on the Thornapple River in Ada.
So what was it that made this bridge so special to people? They do things like taking their engagement pictures there and such.
Well, I think people are attracted to the covered bridge. It's, you know, the horse buggy days. You know, it's unique. There are only five real covered bridges in Michigan, well, four now. And you know, one's a replica in Ada. And, you know, it goes back to the good old days, which I'm not so sure were so good, but, yeah.
So what happened to White's Bridge in July 2013?
Somebody set it on fire. And I was involved with the Ada Covered Bridge back in 1980 when that one was burned. And the White's Bridge, there was very little left. That bridge burned for a long time, totally destroyed.
Do people think there's any connection between the two bridges being burned?
I don't know. Interestingly, no one was ever charged with the arson of the Ada Covered Bridge, and they're still looking, offering a reward for White's, but I wouldn't be surprised that that's never solved either.
Well, given how long it's been, yeah, it doesn't sound like anything's come to light. After the bridge burned down and after people got over the shock, you began a fundraising effort. If you'd tell us a little bit about that and what groups were involved with that.
Well, actually, it didn't take very long, and a gentleman that was born and raised in the area by the name of Paul Phoenix, who's a retired Army guy, lives up in Alma, Michigan, got really was the driving force about raising money and to replace the bridge. I was just a somewhat interested observer from afar at the time. My daughter is a long-distance runner, belongs to a group here in town called Run GR, and that was one of their training courses, was White's Bridge Road. And she talks to me and says, "Hey, Dad, there's a guy up in Alma that's going to rebuild this bridge. He thinks they're going to go out in the woods and cut down trees and do this in 6 months." And he says, you better talk to this guy." Well, short story is I did end up talking with him. And there was a split amongst the folks that were interested in rebuilding the bridge. And we'll just leave it at that. And I went to a meeting to find out what was going on, and ended up being elected vice president of the White's Bridge Historical Society that night. So that's how I got involved.
Well, the thing you said about cutting trees down brings up an interesting point, which is, you know, when something is almost 150 years old and you get the chance to rebuild it, how true can you remain to that original design and construction method?
Well, interesting. This bridge, along with Ada, Fallisburg, and the one in Greenville, were brown truss covered bridges. And there were only four ever built. And so doing a little research, I found that the brown truss, the patented concepts that he used was sawn timber, cut in a sawmill, not hand-hewn on site, and he used iron bolts to make the connections versus wooden pegs.
Oh, I bet that made you really happy not to have to use wooden pegs.
Well, so cutting timber in a sawmill is true to the design, and using, obviously we won't use iron bolts. We'll use steel bolts, but we really haven't changed anything other than the timber is probably 300 years newer, because the white pine they used back then was old growth timber. It was big stuff. That's the other thing. You can go look in the Midwest, and all the big white pine timber is long gone, and you can find white pine, but certainly not in the quantity and the size needed to build a bridge like this. So we're going to use Douglas fir, Western larch out of the West Coast, where it grows fast. It's actually a stronger wood than the white pine is, but we can stay really pretty close to with the sawn timber and the bolted connection. So it's, you just put your order in out west, out on the West Coast, and there's timber companies out there that cut this big size timber on them. It's quote a stock item.
What's the timeline now, do you think, on the rebuilding of this?
Hopefully, we've kind of got pretty much the funds committed, so it's draw plans in 2015 and hopefully build it in 2016.
One thing I wondered about was that there was a historical marker with the original bridge, explaining its age and such. What will you end up doing about that? Will you have the old one and a new one explaining the fire and that it's been replaced, or have you dealt with that problem yet?
Well, what they did in Ada is they took the old marker and they put it back up. They did not change that marker. Didn't put a new one up either. So the we'll probably do the same thing, but because we have some donors to recognize, we're thinking of some type of gazebo or something like that, and then we can put on that, in that structure, that monument, that this was rebuilt in 2016, and with thanks to the generosity of the following folks.
So not to give away any secrets or anything, but given that this bridge got burned down and the one in Ada got burned down, is there some kind of plan in mind for some kind of protection for the bridge so that this doesn't happen again?
Well, there's commercially available fire retardants that work pretty good. Let's just leave it at that. There's other things that can be done as well. So
why did you personally end up doing this? I mean, what do you have a connection to the bridge besides, I know you said your daughter trains doing running there?
Well, actually, I have to admit, I never went and saw the White's Bridge, because as the one of the engineers here at the Kent County Road Commission, I was responsible for keeping an eye on two Brown Truss covered bridges. One's a replica and one's the original from 1871 in Fallsburg. I never went over there, but I did have the, I don't want to say it's pleasure, because it's never a good thing to have to rebuild something that, is well over 100 years old and was a victim or a subject to arson. But I was the project manager for the Kent County Road Commission on the Ada Covered Bridge. Not many people get, or engineers, I should say, get the opportunity to build a true-to-historic covered bridge, and not many get the chance to do one, let alone two. So I am donating my time to the Historical Society, and also to manage it, for donating my time to the Ionia County Road Commission to manage the project for them as well, to do a second covered bridge in my career.
Were you surprised that the money got raised so well, and maybe even a little bit extra? I mean, it's sometimes hard to come up with, even for a good cause.
Well, I have to admit, the night that I was elected vice president, I drove home from the Keene Township Hall and realized that I had just agreed to commit to raising somewhere between $400,000 and $500,000. In a township with less than 1,700 residents, and in a county that has less than 65,000 residents. And it was a little overwhelming at that point.
Little bit of a nervous night for you, huh?
Well, I'm not a good fundraiser anyways. I'm more than happy to help donate to causes, but to go and ask for money, that's not my personality. We have some great board members, and they all have got some great, like I said, they pitched in and helped write grants and that type of thing. And we were also fortunate that the Michigan Department of Transportation Local Bridge Fund Committee saw fit to grant us some funds there as well. So,
well, Tom Beil, thank you so much for joining us.
Okay.
For Current State, I'm Melissa Benmark.